For Tiger Woods, this week is a bittersweet U.S. Open. Woods returns from the longest layoff in his career to join a field of 156 golfers. The world number one player's last event was the Masters, where he finished tied for third, despite the distraction of his father Earl's battle with terminal cancer. Earl Woods died May 3rd, and Tiger took 6 weeks off the tour to mourn his father's death. Tiger says returning to the golf course brought back many memories.
Anytime you take a time off and you start back, you always work on your fundamentals, right? Your grip, your posture, your stance, your alignment. Well, that's what I learned from Dad. So from that standpoint, it was certainly a little bit more difficult than I had expected. It was also one of the great times, too, to remember and think back and all the lessons and life lessons Dad taught me through the game of golf.
Woods has taken long breaks before, for knee surgery in 2002 and to get married, and both times he has returned to win his first tournament back. Tiger says that part of the reason he took another long break was his father's advice.
No, Dad was always adamant of whenever you're ready to play, play. If you're not ready, don't play. If you're not mentally ready to play, you're not going to be there. So he was always adamant throughout my entire career as a golfer to take more time off. So for this stretch, I think he certainly would have approved.
Phil Mickelson is ranked second in the world behind Tiger Woods and captured his third major tournament title in April by winning the Masters for the second time. Previously, Mickelson won the PGA in 2005 and the Masters in 2004. The American known as Lefty says that the winged foot course will require precise hitting to win this week.
This course has more subtleties than just about any course I've ever played. Little rolls in the greens, little rolls in the fairway, little fall-offs on the edge of the greens, and learning those particular nuances on some of these greens required a lot of time, and that's why I spent a lot more time here than other preparation days in the past.
Defending champion Michael Campbell of New Zealand is almost overshadowed by the drama surrounding Woods and Mickelson. The 37-year-old Kiwi followed his Open win at Pinehurst with a victory at the HSBC World Match Play Championship last year. However, Campbell has struggled this season, with his best finish being a tie for fifth place at the British Masters in May. Campbell says that he feels the responsibility of a defending champion, especially to players in his home country.
Jack Nicklaus sent me a handwritten letter saying, Michael, now you've got new responsibilities as a major winner to promote this beautiful game of golf in your homeland country, New Zealand, and also throughout the world. So I've decided to, take a stranglehold of the whole situation and hopefully make a change, and by another 15 years' time, when I'm sitting back in my rocking chair and see, 20 guys playing the US Open instead of two, that's my ultimate dream, I think, once I retire from this game.
To defend his title, Campbell will have to stop an all-star field, including two-time champions Ernie Els and Retief Goosen of South Africa and Lee Jansen of the United States. History is not on Campbell's side. Since 1991, only Tiger Woods and Retief Goosen have finished better than 40th in defending their U.S. Open titles. World number two Vijay Singh of Fiji and former champions Jim Furyk and Corey Pavin of the United States will also be among those battling the 6,642-meter West Course layout. This is the fifth time Winged Foot has hosted the U.S. Open. The last time was in 1984, when Fuzzy Zeller of the United States beat Australian Greg Norman in a playoff. Zeller took home $94,000 for the win. This week's champion takes home $1,225,000. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.